So when we took a look at this bill, we were pleased to see permanent authorization of a vaccine bank with priority given to foot and mouth disease. We were a little bit disappointed not to see any funding attached to it, but happy to see permanent authorization that shows the support for the bank, as well as a little bit of increased funding for EQIP and some flexibility on haying and grazing on CRP lands during times of emergencies like we're seeing with the wildfires and the drought across the country. So there are a few items in there that NCBA has been pushing for, and we were pleased to see those in the package.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell did say the Senate will consider the farm bill before the July 4th recess and have a Vera looks at what action may be coming up in the U.S. House.
The hope is that the House will bring up the bill again next week. They've been in conversations to get the bill on the floor next week and hopefully get it passed. At the end of the day, we need the House to move forward. The Senate is moving. We want to continue to see that momentum. We want to get to conference committee so we can work out some of the kinks. There's obviously a lot of differences between the two bills, one being bipartisan, the other not as much. And so there's obviously some work to do. NCBA is ready to get the work going, and we got to do it before that September 30th deadline.